Feeding the giraffes, getting a kiss from a beluga whale, and swimming with dolphins are just some of the activities you can take part in during a holiday in Florida. By paying a visit to Busch Gardens in Tampa and SeaWorld and Discovery Cove in Orlando, you'll not only be getting up close and personal with some of the world's most beautiful and exotic animals, but you could also be contributing to the survival of their species. Because according to Conservation Ambassador Ginny Busch, that's the aim of their wildlife parks.
Well, our role, for the most part, is to educate the public about all the conservation initiatives, to entertain them, but to, at the same time, educate them about the animals in the wild, what we do to take care of them, and essentially, hopefully, inspire conservation into them.
Now, how does that work alongside things like roller coaster rides and things like that?
Well, we firmly believe that when you come to Adventure Park, you're coming to have fun. And when you come to have fun, you are inevitably also soaking up the knowledge that some of our educators, when you go out on our Serengeti Safari, are taking you on. And you're soaking up that knowledge at the Shamu Show. So you're having fun, but you are also very much learning. And coming to a theme park is all about having fun.
Is there any danger, do you think, that perhaps things like the roller coasters and so on actually trivialize the whole conservation issue?
No, I absolutely do not think that the roller coasters or an adventure park in general trivializes conservation. Because when people come to have fun, they really want to contribute to something that they start to become inspired by. And if they're doing it in a way where it's just kind of dragging on you and it's just completely educational and it's not that interesting, then you're probably not going to take any interest in it thereafter. So when you do come to a theme park and you go on those roller coaster rides, but then you go to the zoological side of it and you learn about the animals, you're having just an overall fun day.
What's the proof for that?
The proof, really, our success as an adventure park, the profits that we do make allow us to contribute to conservation initiatives all over the world. SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, by far, are still going to be the largest contributor to the SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Conservation Fund. An added benefit to producing a nonprofit like this is for our guests to be able to donate to it. But really, SeaWorld and Busch Gardens will still be that main contributor.
How do you think it makes it different for you as a for-profit organization as comparison to, say, other organizations which are not-for-profit?
I'd say as a for-profit organization, we have a lot more resources to give. So we have many more people. We don't just like to donate funds. We also like to donate our veterinarians, our keepers, any of our expertise that we can to conservation efforts outside, in situ, in the wild. And when we have that, and we start making money as a for-profit company, we have a lot more resources to do that.
From the animals that we see in Busch Gardens and in SeaWorld, and the animals that are cared for and rescued and then rehabilitated and possibly released into the wild, how is all of that funded?
All of that, the rescue and rehabilitation of the sea turtles, the manatees, the dolphins, everything that we get in at SeaWorld and at Busch Gardens is all funded by SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Parks. The SeaWorld Busch Gardens Conservation Fund is an added on top effort that will allow us to contribute to conservation in the wild, all over internationally.
So when I come to one of the parks and pay my gate fee, that's ultimately going to the animals?
Yes, it is. I would say most of it is going towards all the animal care that's associated with things that go into taking care of the animals within a park system, as well as the rescue efforts. We contribute well over $2.5 million a year to conservation and to rescue and rehab.
If you've already got the animals here and so on, how does the conservation fund work? Because that's obviously different from the money I'm paying at the gate.
It is different. With the creation of the SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Conservation Fund, guests can now optionally donate to it. For years and years and years, we had guests come and talk to us and say, here's $5, here's $10, because we were just so excited to hear that you did work, say, in Africa with black rhino conservation. We didn't know that before, but we'd like to contribute $5 to it now. Before we produced this 501c3, we couldn't do that. We couldn't accept their money. Now we can, so as an added on top of the work that we do with rescue and rehabilitation, we can now take that money from our guests and we can donate it to conservation efforts around the world.
Now, say I'm unable to come all the way over to Florida and actually visit the gardens myself. What can I do to help?
You can most definitely log on to our website at swbgconservationfund.org, and we will have a mechanism there so that you can donate online, but you can also learn all about our projects that we donate to, our conservation partners. We generally stay with them for many years to come so that we can not just donate funds, but donate our in-kind efforts with our veterinarians and our zookeepers. So there's just a tremendous wealth of knowledge when you log on to that website.
From the SeaWorld and Busch Gardens Conservation Fund, that's Ginny Busch.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.